And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for tuning in today. I've got a great show. I've got a great guest. Lots to cover. And I can already see that I'm probably going to have her back on because there's just so much to talk about and she is doing a lot. But first, a question for you. Have you ever thought about what does it take to buy your first rental property, your first single family rental house, let's say? Maybe apartments, getting into apartments. For some, it's a life event, something big that happens, something that drives them to take actions. Others just hate their job. That was my wife. And some people do take drastic action, cash out that 401k, cash out refinance on the personal property, sell the boat, sell an unused toy like a motorcycle, sell a family member, maybe. Yeah, maybe. My guest may have done just that. We'll hear about that, I think. Great guest today, and I think that she's going to impress you. She's got clear goals, has a good understanding of her capital base, and yes, has indeed taken some, what I'm calling, drastic action. And I'll tell you, for me, I'm a Gen X guy. She's one of those millennials that we hear about, but she's doing really well, still in her 20s, so just wait till you hear her story today. Morgan, I want to welcome you to the show. Thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for having me, Andy.
And like I said, lots to cover, but I think just to kick it off, introduce yourself to the listener. Give us just a little bit of your background. What were you doing before? Maybe you're still doing that now, in fact, so that we know who we're talking with today.
Yeah, sure. So, like you said, I'm still barely holding on to my 20s. I'm currently working in corporate America as a senior manager of a business analytics team. And although I love that part of my job, just working for corporate has been something that has been draining for me over the past few years, as I'm sure we're going to get into, kind of like some life changes that happened. And so I joined Lifestyles last year after I went for a kind of a soul searching mission on how to improve my just overall life quality. So I read a couple books, led me to Lifestyles, and now just a year and some change later, I have made a lot of changes. So I'm really excited to talk about them today and answer any questions you might have.
Surely. And when did you join? It was in March, I think, of 23, right?
Yes, sir. So okay. Going on about a month or a year and 3 months.
Okay. And I think it's worth mentioning, you mentioned in your bio one particular book that got you looking around, and I think it's a good book for the listener if they've never read it. Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It's by Robert Kiyosaki. He's gone on to author other things, but what was it in that book that got you really to Lifestyles? Because you found us in an unusual way. A lot of people either hear me or someone on the radio talking and check us out or get a referral from friends or family. What did you learn in that book that helped you find us?
Yeah, I think this is probably my favorite part of my story, because like you said, everyone I've met at Lifestyles was referred or had heard of them. And, I mean, after I even told my grandmother I had joined, she had heard this on the radio before. She'd heard Dell. I had never heard of Lifestyles. I read The Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and, you know, about halfway through the book, he says, you need to join a community of like-minded investors that are going to help you get where you want to be. So I went on a Google search and just searched for Dallas REI clubs. Of course, several came up. And the one that caught my attention was Lifestyles, mainly because they offered that free 2-hour workshop. So, of course, I wanted to try that because it was free. Went after that, was sold on the method and wanted to take the 2-day course because Robert Kiyosaki had said that that was the best money he'd ever spent. Was $300 or $400 on that seminar. So following in his footsteps, I went to the 2-day seminar and everything changed that weekend. And that is how I found Lifestyles, so through a Google search.
Very good. Well, hey, I want to unpack a couple things there. You mentioned the free workshop, and that is something when I joined years ago, a decade plus ago, it was live in person, at least for me here in Irving. We do that fully online now, and the listener can go to lifestylesunlimited.com, and there's a button there, very clear button to register for that free workshop fully online. So you can do that from the comfort comfort of your house, wherever you may be. And then, so you did the workshop and understood what we're talking about. We get into a little bit more detail there around houses, apartments, et cetera, and then came out, you're mentioning the two-day financial freedom seminar. Just to be clear, I don't think Robert Kiyosaki came to this program, but he did something similar. And the point is, you need to take some action, and you need to find people that can help you along your way. And we really help you get started through that two-day seminar. I may give some more information on that later. What do we do at the two-day, by the way? I think you're going back coming up this weekend, aren't you?
I am, yes. I believe Chris Wyatt is teaching in Dallas, and this will be my fourth one I've attended since I joined a year ago.
What's the reason there?
Yeah, that's a great question. Like, I've created my own rule. Like, every time I buy a new property, I'm going to attend the two-day again because I feel like I learn something new every time I go, or I learn things that, or I remind myself of things that I had forgotten that David or Chris had taught us in the first time around. But it's just a healthy reminder because there's so much information that gets fed to you during that two-day seminar. So just like everyone else, I was taught by wonderful parents that you go and you work hard, you get good grades so you can get into a good college, so you can get a good job, right? And I did. I got a great job. It's a fancy corporate job that most people would kill to have, and I'm very grateful for that. But in 2022, I had my grandmother got very sick, and she went into hospice care. And there was 3 weeks that I was not able to spend with her in the last 3 weeks of her life because I was having to work. And I had to dedicate my life and my soul to corporate. And that was like the turning point for me, because after she passed, I started thinking about whether that be my mom or another family member that's laying there, and I want to be there for them. So that was the one thing that just made me have a shift in my mindset, where I don't want to have to rely on going to a job every day and having them pay. Like, I want to be able to make my own money in other ways where I have more flexibility. I didn't have enough PTO to take off all those 3 weeks because I was still fairly new at this job. So that was like the major shift for me that happened. I want to just have the flexibility and freedom, and I don't see myself working like as hard as I'm having to work right now for corporate America when I'm in my 50s or 60s. And most people can probably agree, working for any type of tech company in today's world, you have to really grind. And I'm getting to that point in my life, I'm turning 30 next month, that I really don't want to grind this hard forever.
What sort of hours are you putting in?
Well, last night I was up till midnight writing a paper, and I was up again this morning on my computer at 5:30 trying to finish that paper.
Oh, man. So you're tired. You're on the radio talking, and you're bushed.
I am.
Sorry to hear that.
No, it's fine. It's part of my life, right? I mean, between work and now real estate, I don't have time for anything.
Yeah.
I haven't watched Netflix in a year and a half, and
that's
okay with that.
That's good. Well, first of all, I'm sorry that you had to get here the way that you did. That's very tough. It's very tough to hear, and I know a lot of people go through this sort of unfortunate realization through this sort of in this sort of way. But you're here now, and you're taking action so it doesn't happen again. And from what I'm seeing, for the listener, we'll get into this later in the show, you've taken great action so far. So that notion of being at that tech company when you're 50, forget about it. Not going to be a problem. Now, you did take action, and you went out to that two-day. And I know you had some eye-opening moments as you listened to, I think it was David Fisher teaching that one. What were some of the big eye-openers, those aha moments that you had as you sat in the two-day?
Yeah, there was two parts that I remember vividly. The number one was hard money loans. When I learned about that, like, my mother, I've always been financially savvy since I was a young kid. My mother was a traditional loan officer, and so I learned a lot about mortgages growing up from her. And I had never heard of hard money, and funny enough, she hadn't either. So when I heard about this, it finally made sense to me. It was the aha moment of how I've seen so many people buy and renovate houses and continue to do it. I never understood it because I always thought you had to put the traditional 20% down and you had to pay for all the repairs out of your own pocket. So that hard money was an incredible aha moment for me.
What is hard money? Before we get to the second one, what is that in a mm-hmm. nutshell?
Yeah, in a nutshell, you get the opportunity to borrow up to 75% of the entire value of your house, including renovations. So if you're buying at the right place, at the right price point, you're able to purchase the asset and finance the renovations. Yeah. So you don't have to, and there's plenty of times where we're not having to put much money down at all.
No, so and in fact, it's a type of construction loan. It's a bridge loan. Mm-hmm. And just to be clear, it's not 75% of your purchase price. It's 75% of the projected market value once it's repaired. So to your point, if you're buying with a big enough spread, and I'm looking at one of your houses here where the after repair value was big enough, even though you did $76,000 in repairs, you're only $15,000 out of pocket. That is far from the traditional 20% down. So that's hard money in a nutshell. And to the listener, you can go out to our website at lifestylesunlimited.com and find some shows where we go into greater detail there. What was the second aha?
Yeah, the second one was the return on my net worth. So again, being in my 20s at the time, I was 28 when I took the class, I thought that I was going to do awesome on this calculation of what is my return on my net worth. Because I had worked very hard to build up our net worth. We'd bought some investment property, and it's just land, raw land, before we came to Lifestyles. And so I thought I was going to do great in that assessment. And I realized I was one of the worst in the room. So that was an aha moment that I was trying to build wealth, but I was doing it in the wrong way.
So you had the net worth, but you didn't have the passive income.
Yes.
And you said we, that's you and your husband, right?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah. Okay. And what did you do? So when you had this realization, to my point earlier, you took some drastic action. You freed up some capital and reduced some consumer debt. Tell us just what you did.
Yeah. So in order to reduce the amount of income that I needed to retire early, I decided to reduce my consumer debt. So, of course, I had a truck loan for one of my, you know, my dream truck. It was an F-350. And I also had a trailer loan for my dream horse trailer, a platinum horse trailer. That's pretty much every little girl's dream. But I decided that it was important because I had a lot of equity in those two assets. So I sold the truck, I sold the trailer, and I also sold a horse and get about $40,000 worth of equity out and reduce my my bills that I had to pay every month.
Very good. Was that hard to do, to sell a horse? I'm a dog owner. I've never owned a horse, so I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. It was difficult because we get so much enjoyment from our horses, but as the 2-day teaches you, you have to make short-term sacrifices for your long-term, you know, success. And I think one of my favorite Dell quotes is, don't let a good life get in the way of a great life. And I just kept telling myself, is these things will find their way back to me. I just have to make those sacrifices now. So I have a much older truck, a much older trailer, but I have zero payments on them. And I have that all that equity that I used to purchase my first single family house.
Very good. And like you said, it can come back. I've talked to lots of members. That is fairly drastic, you know. Of course, is that a family member or not? I don't know. I guess that's debatable, but pretty hard to do. But you took the action, and we're going to hear when we come back on the backside of the show just what that action led to. We will be right back.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
The world is full of doomsayers and naysayers. That won't move the needle of your life forward. It's time to take action and become part of something bigger. Learn a new roadmap. The Roadmap to Retirement Through Real Estate Investing. Learn from the best. Lifestyles Unlimited. And make new friends.
So actually, the lifestyle people became our closest friends, really, because they knew we weren't crazy. And now all those other people who thought we were crazy see us and they're like, what did you do again?
Leave the lack mentality and join the group with an abundance mentality. Lifestyles Unlimited.
The whole Lifestyles Unlimited team is just wonderful. And all the people in it is basically copying what I do so you could be successful.
Join Lifestyles Unlimited today for $297. That's 60% off the regular price of the Lifestyles Unlimited Financial Freedom Program. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Music. creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb. I am joined, by the way, by Morgan. So excited. I can't keep my thoughts straight, as you can tell there. Morgan, it's interesting. You just told us you got rid of your dream truck, sold your dream truck, your dream horse trailer, and even one of those horses. And I seem to recall you're taking those horses out and you're doing barrel racing. Is that right?
Yes, barrel racing and roping.
This morning, I told my son, I said, hey, I've got a great guest today on the show. She's got horses. She does barrel racing. And he said to me, oh, wow, so she gets in a barrel and rides those over the waterfalls, right? So I'll have to explain that one to him. But good stuff, good stuff. Now, you did make some hard choices here and unloaded those goods and collected some capital. And you said you used that to get into your, what did we say, first? Multifamily deal, first house?
Yes. So I had put some money in savings for my first multifamily deal that I invested passively in, but all the equity that I had pulled out of my things that I sold were used to buy my first single family, because being conservative, I was not willing to immediately cash out my 401k or any of my stocks that I had. So that was my middle ground of how I could do this. Because I knew that I had money, like they teach you, like, look around and you'll see where your money's at. And that's exactly what I did, because I didn't feel like I had enough money to do this until I started looking around and I realized where my money was at.
So one single family house at this point, one apartment investment. A lot of people prefer to go just straight into apartments. Why not stick just with multifamily? Why single family?
Well, I'm very hands-on, and I like to be heavily involved. And the thought of just giving my money over to a lead investor, even if they are wonderful and the best lead investor, I just like to have a little bit more say-so. And so I wanted to learn the business because I want to be a lead investor one day myself. So I know that single family is not a requirement to be in multifamily, but I feel like this is the type of experience I need. And with the capital that I currently have available, it was my fastest way to double my portfolio every year, because that is one of my goals. And I figured doing that in single family would be a little bit easier and faster for me in my timeline, just because I can control when I sell the asset instead of waiting on when the lead is going to decide to sell that asset or do a cash out refi to give me my investment back. So it, yep. To me, it all comes down to I want to have control of my capital and be able to make that decision of when I can sell.
Very good. And I think it's okay. I think it's a good idea to maybe have a little bit of both in your portfolio. I made a mistake years ago, Morgan. When we joined, we could have started apartments, but we went firmly down that single family path. And you're a horse person. I had blinders on, and we focused squarely on houses for 7-8 years before we finally started doing apartments. Should have been doing both. Should have been doing both all along. But it's a good point. So, and interesting, I'm looking at your portfolio now. You've not bought just one, not just two, but you're now up to 3 single family houses. And it looks like in every single case, you either doubled your money or more. In fact, I'm looking at one, cash out of pocket, $15K, projected equity when you sell, $60,000. That's amazing. And that's something you can really do with houses. The equity out there in the market right now is tremendous. Now, you said you're a little bit more hands-on. Does that mean you're planning to, or you do self-manage these properties?
I do self-manage them, yes. It's been a very fun and interesting experience, but to me, it's necessary if I want to one day self-manage my own apartment complex.
And by self-manage, we mean the ongoing operations. You're not out there with a hammer and a paintbrush doing the renovations on these properties, are you?
No, absolutely not.
No, looking at your rehab numbers, like I already mentioned, one was $76K. Here's one, $100,000. That's a really big rehab. Now, I had the opportunity to see that house. That house is down in Waco. How are you finding these properties, by the way?
Yeah, these have actually all been MLS deals that I have found either myself or I have found through the email blasts, through our Lifestyles Realty, or just the networking within the Lifestyles community.
Yeah, very important. Now, you find them, you buy them. Who is renovating them if it's not you?
I have wonderful general contractors. I've used three different ones, and every single one has taught me something new. And I think that's like, this process is fun because I'm constantly learning something with each house. And like the one in Waco you mentioned, I learned things about roofs and decks that I didn't even know existed. So every opportunity, every house, like even though I might find something I didn't expect, it's just the learning opportunity. It's something like once you break out of that comfort zone and you're in that learning zone, it's when I feel like that's where you have the most growth.
Important question I have to ask you. Here you are. You're a millennial in your 20s. You're a woman. A lot of people perceive this as a place where men operate, and largely it is. But is it tough? Do you find that it's tough being a woman and a young one at that, working with contractors, realtors, et cetera?
No, not at all. I think that women have a strategic advantage sometimes because we are more analytical at times. And I have had zero problems, and no one has treated me any differently for being a woman in this space. So I think it's all about like your effort and your determination that you put in. If you sit back and don't put any effort into it, of course I feel like you're going to have a harder time. But if you're going out there and making the opportunities for yourself, it doesn't matter what gender you are.
It doesn't, no. And I thank you for saying that. I think a lot of people, though, that's a mental hurdle. That's another wall that people, women, will put up in their own minds. I'll tell you, years ago, a contractor told me, he pulled me aside and he said, my wife, she's petite, she's real short. And he's like, Andy, your wife scares me. So she's very capable of getting these guys in line. Now, is this just the Morgan Show, or is your husband involved as well?
I guess he could be considered my bodyguard when I'm showing houses, but
okay.
That's about it.
Okay, got it. Now, I want to shift gears just a little bit, because I know just from watching you and seeing what you've done so far with your houses and just from conversations, you're very goal-oriented. Tell us, how do you set goals? How do you adhere to those? And maybe what are some of your goals for the near and longer term?
Yeah, I think actually corporate has taught me this. We clearly have goal setting opportunities like within corporate every year. And then every month we have to write reports and we have to write how we're progressing, our glide paths to those goals. How do we get there? So I was like, I'm already trained very well on that. And this is another reason why I would love to be a lead investor. But I do the same thing with my personal life now. It's like I sit down at the beginning of the year, and that's how I started reading Rich Dad Poor Dad as well. Because in 2023, my goal was to stop scrolling social media and read more books and become more financially savvy. And that's how I got to reading Rich Dad Poor Dad. But I just sit down every January and I write down, I plan my entire year goal-wise. So each quarter I have goals, and for this one, 2024, it is to get to 5 houses. And so that means buying one a quarter. And I had one under contract in February, one under contract in April. And then as soon as these two are done with their renovations, I will be going for number 3 and number 4 in Q3 and Q4 of this year, and that will bring me to my 5. So that's my 2024 goals. And then next year, the goal is to just double, whether that be sell those and grab that equity and go buy 10, or just continue to cash out stocks and 401k as I can over time to get to that goal of 10, because based upon my calculations, that's pretty much what I need to feel comfortable enough to shift from relying on corporate to relying on myself for my income. So 10 is my goal.
I think that's a good number. We got to 9, and that's when my wife was able to quit her corporate nightmare of a job. So yeah, good goals. Hey, I love it. And to the listener, if you're not setting goals, this is what you should be doing. You should be listening to people like this that are doing it, because it is yielding success. And continuing to attend, you know, if you become a member, continue to attend these events for the reasons that Morgan has stated. It's, you find those contractors, you find the deals, and you just stay inspired. And to the Lifestyles Unlimited passives that may be listening, you better meet Morgan, right? Get to know her. She's going to make a great lead when it comes to that point. Thinking about the listener, not a member, maybe listening for the first time, but been thinking about this thing, thinking about real estate investing, what sort of advice or tips would you give the listener?
Yeah, this is one of my favorite questions because it's like there is a reason that you are listening to this radio show today. And I hope that one thing I've said has kind of inspired you or pushed you to make a change. Like sometimes it takes an unfortunate event to make that, but it doesn't have to. So in my opinion, if you're listening and you haven't made the change, like you need to give it a chance. There's a reason you're listening to this. And so for me, that's how I felt when I came to Lifestyles. I felt like it was all meant to be. There's a reason I read that book. There's a reason that I found y'all through Google. And I know that when I go to quit my job, hopefully in the next year or two, that will all be because I started out by taking action and going to that workshop and then going to the 2-day. So just take the first step and then it's just baby steps. I mean, you can't run a marathon unless you go run for 5 minutes at first, right? Like you've got to start and take baby steps. So that's my advice. Like you said, set goals and then make sure you're measuring yourself to those goals. Like just if you say, I'm going to buy a house every quarter, at the end of the quarter, sit down and say, did I meet my goals? So meet your goals. And then once you join Lifestyles, just stick to the map. Like Andy said, everyone here is here to help you. And why would you go and learn by failure when you could learn by mimicking their success? There are hundreds, thousands of people that have done this. So just follow their advice and stick to the map.
Great advice. I can't put it any better than you just did. And to the listener, again, if you missed the earlier part of the show, go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. This will be archived there. If you want to check out the free workshop that Morgan mentioned, again, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. There's a little yellow button there that says something like register for free workshop. It's just an hour and a half, and it's online. You don't have anything to lose there. And if you're really interested, whether you're in Dallas-Fort Worth like she and this area like she and I are, somewhere else in Texas, somewhere else in the nation. Heck, we got a member. We have two members now coming all the way from Australia to the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. Great place to get some education, to meet some mentors, to meet thousands of investors, and come away inspired. By the way, Morgan, this show is very inspirational to me. I think it's great what you're doing. And I look forward to seeing you at the case study. I'll be there as well. By the way, next week, you mentioned Corin. She'll be doing the case study. She's going to be joining me as well, and we're going to hear some of her single family stories. Those guys, just like you, they're doing an awesome job. So, hey, I thank you for coming on today, and I thank you for sharing your story. I think you have a lot of great information. We'll bring you back on. I want to see how you do with those next two houses in the next couple quarters, and let's have you back on and tell us a little bit more. Maybe we'll get a little more into the details on the numbers on those properties. So, hey. If you have any questions, again, you can send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And if you want to learn more about the expo, I gave you this already, but let's give that one more time. Text the keyword expo, E-X-P-O, to 88007. Again, that's going to be in October 2nd through the 5th in Irving, Texas. All right. Well, Morgan, you've got sold a truck, sold a trailer, sold a horse. You still have horses. What do you do in your free time now?
Real estate.
Right.
It's funny how your hobbies tend to change once you see the fruits of your labor.
Very good. Very good. Well, hey, all right. Just throwing that out there. Look forward to see what you're doing in the next couple months, next couple of quarters, and we'll bring you back on and hear some more. And to the listener, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.